I would rather the firestorms of atmospheres than this cruel descent for a thousand years of dreams to the surface of the sea, where two of our crews can lay suspended cool in their tombs of sleep. The nagging choirs of memory, the tubes and wires worming from their flesh to the scenery I would have to cut. Such midwifery is but one function of the leader here, floating in a sack of fluid dark, a clear century of space away from Earth. While one man stares from the trauma of his birth, attending to the hypnotapes, assuring him that this was reality, however grim our journey's end. Landing itself was nothing. We touched upon a shelf of rock selected by the auto mind and left a galaxy of dreams behind. A galaxy of dreams.